I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. It's truly amazing how the halachos of Shabbos can affect nearly every activity that someone wishes to engage in on Shabbos. And I'd like to address the halachos of taking out the garbage on Shabbos. Now, one could have thought that that's a simple, mundane activity. What could possibly go wrong if you want to take out the garbage? But truthfully, there are some fairly obvious questions that could come up if you don't have an erev outside, you're carrying outside on Shabbos. There could potentially be a question about muktza. What are you moving? Are you allowed to move the garbage when you want to take it outside? And I'm not saying it's a problem, it's just an issue that has to be raised. What that I'd like to discuss today is tying a knot on top of the garbage. The Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf, Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, discusses the different categories, the different types of knots in different circumstances. Sometimes tying a knot would be an issur d'oraisa. You'd be chayav achatas if you do it b'shogeg. Sometimes certain types of knots would only be aser midrabanan, only rabbinically prohibited. And there are other types of knots, interestingly, that are mutter. You're allowed to make a knot on Shabbos. Now, we're all familiar with the malacha of kosher. You're not allowed to make a knot on Shabbos, but still, the Gemara teaches us that certain types of knots would be permissible. Now, it's important to note that there are certain types of things that we would call knots that aren't even called knots halachically. It's not a knot at all. Examples of that would be a slip knot. If it only takes one hand, you're able to pull one string and the whole knot falls apart. That's not even considered a knot in the first place and would be permissible on Shabbos regardless of how long you want to leave it there. You didn't do anything. Similarly, if you only take two strings and you tie the ends together in a single knot, that's also not considered halachically a kesher. It's not a knot because it doesn't have any kiyum. It's able to fall apart so easily. However, the post can discuss what happens if I take a knot, I take two ends, I tie them together, and then I make a bow on top of that. Now the bow is similar to a slip knot, but I have two halachically insignificant knots on top of each other that lends itself to a certain level of durability, a certain level of sustainability. Would that have the halachic categorization of a regular knot? So the post can point out that it really depends on which two insignificant knots I make. If I have two regular knots, if I make a double knot, then the Rama writes that it's best, it's ideal to be machmir, and to assume that such a double knot really would have the status of a kesher uman. And one should avoid making a double knot regardless of how long you want to keep it. If someone has two bows on top of each other, or if you have two slip knots on top of each other, the post can point out that's perfectly fine. You're still able to take one string, pull it, the whole knot is going to unravel, and there's no knot at all, even though I made two anivas on top of each other, two bows on top of each other, it's still not considered a knot. And even if I want to leave it there for a long time, I didn't do anything. The question is, what happens if I have a knot and on top of it a bow? Similar to the way people tie their shoes, unless they make a double knot, which is another question. But if you have a typical knot followed by a bow, that's a discussion. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yud Zayin, Sifkat and Chavtes, quotes the Achronim in the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya, that we should assume that such a bow on top of a knot is considered a regular knot, and the regular halachos of a kesher apply. Now, what are those halachos? That really depends on how long you want to leave it there. If it's a kesher shel kayam, if it's there, if it's meant to stay a long time, then it's a problem. If it's meant to be undone quickly, then it's not a problem. And I'm giving ambiguous terms. What does it mean a long time? What does it mean a short time? So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should really be machmir, unless you're going to undo it within 24 hours. And therefore, the question arises when I want to take out the garbage. So if I take the drawstrings of the garbage bag and I make a single knot, then there's no problem because it's not able to last at all. And that's not considered a knot in the first place. If I want to make a double knot, then we have a problem potentially because the Mishnah Berurah says, like the Rama says, that you should be machmir and treat a double knot, like a kesher uman, like a professional knot, that it doesn't make a difference how long you want to leave it there. But what if I want to make a knot with a bow on top? So over there we say that it depends whether I have in mind, whether I have an interest in remaining for 24 hours. Now many times when you put your garbage in the garbage bin, it could take a few days until the sanitation workers come and pick up your garbage. And many people have an interest that the knots remain there in order to make sure the contents of the garbage don't fall over the place and don't make the garbage bins all smelly. Perhaps that squirrels shouldn't come and eat it. And therefore it would seem that you do have interest for that knot to remain. But what happens if you have those communal garbage bins in which you throw it in? You don't really care about it. Garbage is strewn all over the place anyway. You make the bow in order to make it easier for you to carry out the garbage. But you have no interest that it remain, Perhaps that's not considered a kesher shel kayama. And this is, in fact, an argument that some poskim can make. The Maral Diskin in a tshuva suggests something along these lines. And therefore, there are some poskim that suggest that if I'm throwing such a garbage out that I don't care that the knot remains there, that's not considered a kesher shel kayama, although it may last. I don't have an interest for it. I'm throwing it into the garbage anyway. And therefore, it would be permissible.